the quick glance at Twitter, Scott. I'm guilty of this sometimes, too, but you've watched some of the same stuff. Everybody becomes a schedule maker now that the Titans and Steelers game has been postponed. Well, here's how you do it. In week 7, you move this here, you move that. In week 8, you move this over here, and then you do that, and then you're done.
No. You know who had the tweet right? Is our good friend Daniel Roberts. I don't know if you saw this. He posted a picture of the board that they use, which we've talked about on this show, of how difficult it is.
Right, and I'm not saying some of the people guessing won't end up being right, but there's all the TV networks are involved, and it's become very complicated as far as what networks actually give up games that normally are in their package, like Fox has the NFC package, so games between two NFC teams, but there's the occasional now, like the Giants-Bears moved over to CBS because they tried to balance out some of the larger markets. So when people go, okay, here's the buy, you move this, you move that, I got it. Kind of neat. Everybody wants to be schedule-making guy. No. And they all do it in that voice. Oh, okay, here's how you do it.
No, if you want to balance out the schedule, don't have so many 1 o'clock games and only 3, 4 o'clock games. Make that a little bit more balanced.
Oh, Scott's that guy.
Well, why?
Well, you know the Daniels model, right? Kickoffs at 1,
yes,
2, 3,
I know.
And 4.
Yes.
Spread it out every game, just like the basketball tournament.
You know me. I'm in favor of this. I've been in favor of it.
Right, yeah. Just bring it back. Those that remember the early days when the Colts moved to Indianapolis, played at 2 o'clock Eastern time. It was the rare Central time start. Yes. So yesterday, a couple little nuggets in college football as we're just trying to get through a week here, right? We're trying to get to Saturday play games, and those that are excited are great. Those that are critics are still out there and all that stuff. So yesterday, a story came out that was interesting. And it was about the College Football Playoff Committee. Well, the first story was that they're going to delay the first college football playoff rankings another week. I think it's November 24th. And there'll only be four during the season. And then the final one will be on Sunday, December the 20th. To announce the four teams to make the playoffs. So the first news was, hey, they're going to push it back because, well, that'll give the Big Ten and Pac-12 and the Mountain West and the MAC and whoever else is trying to come back. We'll have more games to take into account. Okay, that's fine. But the little bit of nugget, and Heather Dinich of ESPN was the first to report this, so let's give her proper credit, that yesterday Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott made a proposal. And the proposal yesterday was, hey, how about expanding the playoff from 4 to 8 teams? Now, today is October 1st. Happy Oktoberfest, Scott. And the season's underway. Scott, quickly, can you think of other sports, even in a pre-virus world, that have adapted on the fly when it comes to making changes, rules, schedules, all sorts of stuff? NASCAR comes to mind, right?
NASCAR, soccer, baseball.
Okay. And now in a virus world, all those sports and then have had to be flexible and everything. So Larry Scott makes a proposal about expanding the playoff. And the headline just says, well, it didn't get approved. Okay, it didn't get approved. Bill Hancock, the executive director, was the one that said, yeah, you know, it didn't get approved. I said this to Mike, a little bit of context, okay? The background of the college football playoff business, and it's a business. Don't kid yourself. Remember, the NCAA does not run the FBS playoff. Who runs the college football playoff? Well, that's the five major conferences. Now, they have a board that involves all the conferences, but the Power Five runs it. So there's a college football board of managers. Would you like to be on this?
Yes.
You do?
I want a better title for it, though.
11 presidents and chancellors. So it is a president from a school from each of the conferences, then it also includes Reverend John Jenkins, who's the president of Notre Dame. Okay, so they're the board of managers. Then, Scott, there's the management committee. The management committee is made up of the 10 conference commissioners and Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame. In order to get something passed, you have to go through the first group. Okay, so the board of managers, that's the president, they have to say, yes, we'll do that, and then the other group implements it. Okay? Now, the other group can make recommendations, but ultimately it is the board of managers that votes on something. What I don't know is how Larry Scott pitched the idea to go from four teams to eight teams. Quickly, WYJM Orlando, WJRR HD2 Cocoa Beach Orlando, sports leader. I don't know what the pitch was, but it appears as if it wasn't a pitch of board of managers, myself, and our fellow conference leaders have been discussing an idea to expand our playoff, and we hope you'll give us a moment to listen to this plan. And our plan includes information from our media partner, which is Disney, ABC, ESPN, and the financial opportunity here of expanding our playoff from four to eight. And in this incredibly unique season of college football, understanding that this may just be that one unique year of doing this, and at the same time may allow us to study with an actual model of what an expanded playoff could be. We make no promises to go beyond this season with eight, but because of where this season is, the uniqueness of not everybody starting at the same time, everybody trying to do their part to finish with some sort of uniformity, we believe that this is something in the best interest of our game. And here is our presentation that includes the financial benefit of it, the scheduling options, because we've also communicated with our partners, which for the College Football Playoff Committee is the New Year's Six Bowls. And here are some of the options. I don't believe that pitch was made. I believe it truly was a motion to discuss expanding the playoffs. I don't know this for a fact, but it appears based on reporting that that was it. It didn't go anywhere. Now, why does it not go anywhere? Well, maybe there's no formal proposal. Maybe the presidents are like, it's October. I don't think we should be doing that. This is something that requires a lot of work. Mind you, we're scheduling football games 6 days before we play them in some situations. Not all the time, but in some, right? Need a game. Get an opponent. Play a game. I mean, everything about 2020 has been adapt on the fly. But maybe there's some factors that came into play. Maybe ESPN said, guys, we'll be there when you want to expand this playoff, but if you're asking us for more money, let me check. The answer is no. We have had this virus impact our business, and we don't have an extra blank. Blank may be in a non-virus world that is an extra $1 billion a year for four other playoff games. Maybe it's an extra $500 million. Maybe in a pandemic world, it's an extra $200 million. Maybe they said, I don't want to do it. Maybe the idea was, yeah, but if we expand the playoffs, it's going to take us into January, and that means we're not going to be in a spot to compete because we'd have to compete with the NFL. And they own Saturday and Sunday. Wild card weekend. Now, three games on Saturday, three on Sunday, divisional playoffs, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. When would we do this? Maybe that's one reason. Maybe the image of the media painting a negative picture. Oh, we created a playoff to make all this money and none's going to the players. Everybody's got a moral compass now and would say, we don't really want that considering all the name, image, and likeness. Maybe all those are factors. Maybe. But maybe it was just the pitch. Because as much as presidents are always going to want to come across as, well, academics first, safety, 1A, especially during this virus time, and the well-being of student-athletes. That's why the thought of expanding just doesn't make any sense. Maybe. That's the position. But if the pitch was X amount of dollars, a protocol in place, and existing partners on board to do it, why would it get kicked back? Why would it not get any discussion? Why would it not be an idea? Which, by the way, what would have stopped the group yesterday of saying, hey, a proposal's been made, and the committee has agreed to continue dialogue? Haven't we heard that before in college football? Going back to June, we brought players back and to play and not to play. Even if you didn't make a decision yesterday, you said, you know what? It's a proposal. Don't know if it's going to pass, but it's a proposal. And by the way, we've let our partners know about the proposal, and we're going to have more discussion. Maybe ESPN wants to get before the group of managers and pitch an idea. Scott, I asked Mike to do the simple math. Scott's going to be like, I don't want to do math.
I heard how this went.
Okay. The following bowls are all part of the college football playoff rotation or New Year's Six format, okay? Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl. What does that add up to? That's six, right? The College Football National Championship is an independent game that's placed at a site. Now, sometimes that site is where these bowls are played, but there's an Orange Bowl. There's also a national championship game in Miami. So that equals what?
Seven.
If you have an 18 playoff, you need to play seven games. You have partners right there. In a year that you're not going to have stadiums filled to capacity. It's not going to happen between now and whenever you play these games. If you're one of these bowls that is basically putting on an exhibition, don't get me wrong, I've had fun going to these games in recent years, but it's an exhibition. During this challenging time, if someone said, are you guys open to the idea if we take your bowl, and let's use the Orange Bowl for example. The Orange Bowl is a matchup of the ACC versus the SEC. Scott, is there a good chance the SEC in a non-pandemic world has a team in the playoff?
Yes.
Is there a chance, considering Clemson's run, that the ACC is a team in the playoff?
Yes.
So you already know you're not getting the conference champion. And what you're getting is either someone that has lost the conference championship game or didn't make the conference championship game. Doesn't mean they can't be top 10, top 12, 15 teams. But if somebody came and said, instead of that matchup, this year, how about being a quarterfinal? Is that appealing? Is it something that someone goes, yeah, sure. Scheduling. Okay. Let's just play the game a little bit. The current plan for the semifinals at the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl to be played on New Year's Day. Who doesn't like New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl, right? All the beautiful blimp shots and
scores. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Right. Now, there's not going to be a Rose Bowl parade this year for the obvious reasons. And the Rose Bowl is going to be unique for the obvious reasons also. You're not going to have 100,000 people there. Do you have to alter the schedule? Yeah, you do. You'd have to alter the schedule. You couldn't have an 18 playoff and have a national championship on Monday, January the 11th. You couldn't. You're going to play conference championship games late as December the 19th, and you can't get in multiple rounds and still play on January the 11th. Okay, got to be flexible. Stadium availability. Okay, let's take a look at Hard Rock Stadium. The Dolphins might be a playoff team, but even if they are, there's still supposed to be a championship game on January the 11th in Miami. They're aware of that. If you had four quarterfinal games, for national TV, you can't play all four in one day. It'd be fun for a fan, but they like the TV window. And really, three is possible, playing games at 12, 4, and 8. Even though the national semifinal games on a New Year's Eve day did not rate as well as games played on January 1, everything's unique about 2020. If I said of the four quarterfinal games are going to play one at 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve day, you want to play at 5, 6, whatever. You played one then, you played three the next day. You watching? Probably. Are you more likely to watch those games on January 1 than you would the Cotton Bowl in the current format where it's just an exhibition? I mean, if you're a UCF fan, you'd watch if they play at the Peach Bowl this year, but, I mean, you get the point. Well, then what do you do after that? Because the NFL owns the weekends that follow. In the expanded playoff, we got three wildcard games on a Saturday, three wildcard games on a Sunday, January 9th and 10th, and the following week, guests who own Saturday and Sunday with divisional playoff games. So, you don't compete with the NFL. Because your media rights partner, like I said to Mike, in this case, Disney, ABC, ESPN, they're in the process of negotiating with the NFL to get into the Super Bowl rotation, to put Monday Night Football back on ABC, to maybe even bid for the Thursday Night package. So you don't come in and say, I'll stick this in your face by trying to compete, which, by the way, you wouldn't win. The NFL playoffs would destroy you when it comes to TV ratings. So you got to get creative. Maybe you spread it out. You take 2 weeks off after your quarterfinals. Maybe you play them the weekend, which, by the way, January the 18th is Martin Luther King Day. It's a national holiday. Maybe you play one game that day. Maybe you play a game on Friday. Maybe you play both games on Friday. Maybe you move your championship game to that bye week before the Super Bowl, which is the end of January. I know. Maybe you made posters that says January the 11th, national title game. Be flexible. So I don't know where the idea went anything more than making a proposal or making a motion at a meeting. But at a time that you would think creative minds need to be active in figuring out how do we generate some additional revenue? How do we get a system that actually expands this playoff? Because if you did eight, heck, if you did eight and said all five, all Power Five are getting in, and you guaranteed a spot to a Group of Five team, okay? Everybody's got a chance now, right? Everybody's got a chance. And then a couple of at-large. Who's voting that down? It can't be about, well, you're extending the season of the week. No one's playing the full amount of games in the first place. So maybe ESPN's not interested in putting up more money. But I'd be curious if the minutes of the meeting show the extent of where the conversation went. There's one other point that I wanted to add about it. David Shaw. Scott, you know how much I think
you love David Shaw. Yeah.
Yeah.
So David, Giant head coach.
So David Shaw yesterday said the following, and it echoes the position that whether it's ADs and most coaches at Power 5 schools think of anybody not in one of their leagues. Here's David Shaw. Whether it's 6 or 8, at some point in time, it's going to happen. We all know it. We all believe it. We're just going to do it very, very slowly and methodically, but it's the only thing that makes sense. The only thing that shouldn't matter is, I'm sorry, the only thing that should matter is, did you really fight really hard your entire season to win your conference? If you did, you should get a ticket to the dance. Now, outside of those five, what did he just do? What did he just do? Everything was good, right? Everything was good. He said, if you do, you should get a ticket to the dance. Now, outside of those five, now who deserves it? Listen closely. He says, quote, you have to look at independents. Okay, so what David Shaw is telling you is Notre Dame, they're good. Army, they're good. BYU, they're good. New Mexico State, they're good. He goes on to say, you have to look at number twos in some of those conferences. Look at the roads they traveled. That's the only thing that truly makes sense, and I believe eventually we will get there, whether it's 6 or 8 teams, I think it'll eventually happen. Maybe David Shaw just left out something, but he basically just said there, hey, you take the five, you look at an independent, and then you take the number twos. Screw the rest of you. Anyway, at a time that you would hope creative minds are in place and understanding that you could be flexible, you could say, we're going to kick this around another week or so, but it didn't get very far as thoughts on expanding a college football playoff. It'll stay at 4 with 2 semifinal games and a national championship game. More of the Beat of Sports next.